and Craig Williams is online now. Good morning to you, Willow.
Good morning, Michael.
We're just talking about Mrs. King, and you and your fellow jockeys know her better than anyone, but can you recall when you first started riding as an apprentice and what impact she had on the life of all the jockeys?
Yeah, she was one of those well-respected racing families, because her husband obviously was a master of apprentices as well, and even though you'd hate to admit that she had favourites, she treated everyone the same, and even going back to even John Patterson, Mel Cameron, who's the clerk of the courses, when they come in for their tea and coffee and sandwiches, they're always having a chat, and you love to be applying the wall listening to their stories. And but if you really want to know a favourite, she just had to grab her form guide, and she had her favourites always marked. So it was always Darren Gowdy, David Haggett, Steve Baster. One day I want to grab a pen and just circle my name, just to feel really important. But she's an amazing person, and I think it's great to hear Josh, who actually told me about Mrs. King's situation on Tuesday. And it's a great fraternity, a great family, and it's nice to see that everyone's keeping an eye on each other. But she and her husband, the late Mr. King, have contributed that much to our industry, especially grooming young champion riders through their apprenticeships.
And for that role that she had in the jockey's room, looking after the food and drink, I'd imagine there would have been a few with frayed tempers with the wasting that went on in the jockey's room as well.
Yes, there was no... one thing about Mrs. King, no one would ever use bad language around her. She's very well respected. But if she got mad, people knew she got mad. So she put people in a line quite quick. And it was really quite interesting to watch her at work. She was, she was everyone's nana. She's quite special, and she always made up a little drinks, and she always had a little secret herbs and spices going on to her soft drink specials, and then she actually passed it on to Jenny, who now looks after us. So, but she's been a great part of Melbourne Racing Club, the jockeys' room, and like I said, back then there was also the officials being able to come in, my valet Vincent Mills, they could talk about some great times together. So she's been a big, fascinating part of Melbourne Racing Club and the jockey's room for us through the last, ever since I started racing, so there's 25 years for me and beyond that.
Yeah, great to get some insight to one of the unsung heroes, and we wish her all the best, Mrs. King, hopefully a speedy recovery. Craig, before I ask you about your rides today, we're back, unfortunately. I know you've got young kids, and it's a stressful time for everyone into lockdown. I remember speaking to you when we were in the first lockdown, and you were describing the extreme restrictions you put on yourself because you didn't want to get yourself sick, you didn't want to get your family sick because of your commitment to riding. Are you going back to those extreme restrictions from your own personal point of view during this second lockdown? And do you foresee more restrictions on the green jockeys coming?
Well, that I'm not too sure about the last question, Michael. We'll just be guided by our guidelines, and that's our sacrifice for the green group. That's our sacrifice for the industry, that they're the measures that have been put in place. So whatever they tell us we have to do, then we have to abide by it. In regards to the family situation, my family, like all families, are doing an amazing job, because these are really challenging times. And it was even just the last week where there was parents of other children asking for play dates. As much as we would love that, we've had to decline too. So everyone, not just in Australia, not just in the industry of horse racing, but around the world, has been impacted by this pandemic. And, as long as everyone keeps doing the right thing and we don't have a big mortality rate, so I think looking at the rest of the world, we are restricted. Life is not as we have known it, but as long as we don't get a high mortality rate, then we just got to try and beat this thing as best we can before we do get a vaccine or a cure.
Will you restrict yourself where you ride track work and jump outs now? Will you try to avoid Flemington, which is in the middle of a hotspot?
No. Myself, personally, I'm guided by what our protocols are set up in place. So we could probably say that the racing set-up, so Flemington Racecourse and all the training centres, is set up as a little bit like a hub, where the only people who can enter it are those that don't show any symptoms and things like that. So I'd say if we were required to go there, that it's there and straight home again, like anyone else. You can only turn up at your you know, necessary travel, which is work and those other restrictions the government puts on us, and then it's that place and then straight home again. So I'm pretty sure that we'll be getting very strict directives from Racing Victoria, and I'd say today would be we're getting strict. Anything changes, we'll be getting told about today.
You'd have a lot of good horses that you could ride in plenty of the major races, including in the early part of the spring in Sydney. Do you think it's unlikely that there'll be interstate jockey movement, especially the way things are going here in Victoria and the requirement of the 14 days quarantine?
I'd say that's a possibility. It's a very strong possibility of where we are right now. But again, this is something that I'm clearly not an expert in, and I'm just guided by what we're told we can and can't do. So I guess I'd be, you know, a perfect jockey and follow instructions.
You're happy with the new whip rules that have been ironed out and look to become introduced from the 1st of August?
Oh, sorry, that's whip penalties. The whip rule.
Correct, yes. Oh, not the rules, but the penalties.
Well, again, whatever rules that they put in place for our part, then we just have to follow them. It's not one rule for me and a different rule for someone else. Whatever the rules are, Michael, then I understand that there's been a lot of thought, and there's been a lot of consultation with racing participants and people in racing and people outside of racing, the RSPCA. Everyone is getting involved to make sure that we get the right solution, and I think that's still coming. So whatever the rules are in place, Michael, I just have to abide by them, like all riders in Victoria in regards to the penalties, and follow suit as it comes.
And I just spoke to Jamie Steer about the weight situation. Now that we are in a second lockdown, would you like to see the delay of the return to the normal weight scale and continue to have the COVID jockey weight scale?
I would say that due to the current situation where jockeys aren't able to use, as was put to us, that they can't use their normal way of maintaining their weight or even losing weight, then I'd say it will not be changing, Michael, especially when the government has put us back to lockdown 3. So I would say, again, it's not my place to make a comment, but I would say that nothing will be changing when we're in this current climate.
Good horses are coming back for the spring, Craig. Have you got a couple that you're already obviously Vow and Declare looking forward to teaming up with? But at this point in time, who are you most excited about looking towards the spring carnival?
Loving Gabby.
Hmm.
She did what she did, winning two weight for age races against the older horses. She can only, you would feel, be even stronger, and I don't know if it should be much faster, but she can only be even better experienced coming into her four-year-old career. And I've spoken to Kieran and the gentleman who looks after her, and they're really happy, and they think she's put on more weight, which is going to be a bit scary. So I don't think I'd like to be under her feet if she goes to stand on my toes. But she's one I'm definitely excited about. We always love sprinters in Australia, and no doubt on her day, she's one of the best. So it'll be interesting. So again, I guess the what's going to happen in regards to jockeys, horses moving up, if she gets a spot in her Everest, then there might be a position where I will not be able to go and partner up in Sydney. So things will play out, and we just have to follow suit.
Yeah. Well, one thing we do know for certain is that you'll be at Sandown Ladbrokes Park on the Lakeside Circuit today. Just a couple of rides. You've got a few scratchings, unfortunately, but in the first year on Zacuva for Leon and Troy Corsons, this is a two-year-old Vancouver filly who has shown a fair bit of promise at her two starts at Geelong.
Yeah, I like her, Michael. Her two runs have been excellent. She's drawn a nice favourable draw. She's had another run under her belt. It's like, I think, every horse today, if you can handle the conditions, it's going to give you a really big opportunity. So if she does, then she's going to take a lot of beating.
And what about race at number 5? You've got a little weight then to Monmouth, who's been extremely consistent, just finding it tough to break through of late.
Yeah, at 35 race starts that he's had, he's been nearly won and placed 50%. So he's a competitive horse. I know he's outside his rating, but what I do like about it is because of the track being heavy, he's extremely fit, and he actually goes to the minimum. He drops 3 kilos and goes to the minimum. So I'd rather have a horse that's got less weight on the heavy ground over a long distance, and that's what he fits the bill. So if he can stick his head out front today, it'll be a great result for me.
You're confident you'll be able to win another title too?
Yeah,
premiership.
It's a great race. It's a great competition. It's a great race, and it's going to go down to today. There's 42 races left in the season for Damien and I to, if we can ride in them. I've got a lot of scratching today, so I've only got the two rides now. So it's one of the, it's a bit of a waiting game for me today. But after today, we've still got four more meetings, and it's going to go down to the wire. But I'm happy the position we're in. That's for sure.
Yeah, you've got a 9-win lead. It'll be tough for Ollie to peg you back. Willow, great for you to pay tribute to Mrs. King and spend a bit of time with us this morning. Good luck today out there at Sandown.
Thanks very much for your time, Michael.